Well, in case you just joined us here on AM Washington, a very familiar face with us today, Arthur Godfrey, who has spent many, many a year in Washington. And as I said earlier, I sort of grew up listening to you on the radio.
Did we mention that he used to work here?
Well, that was before WJSV. Those were the old days.
Yeah, that's right. That was before WJSV. Yeah. WJSV was a Ku Klux Klan outfit then.
Over right. Alexandria, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
WMAL used to be the Columbia outlet.
That's right.
And then CBS bought JSV. Remember old Elder Michaud used to say, willingly Jesus suffered for victory. Happy am I in my religion. And then, God, he was a wonderful guy. Then we went to WMAL. The NBC bought it as the blue outlet. We used to have red and blue networks. And I was sent over here to MAL when we were on 9th Street, I believe, at the M.A. Lease Optical Company. That's where it started. And they said, look, you're the only fellow we got around here that can run the dials and put records on and talk at the same time. Get over there in the morning and see what you can do. And that's how we started the Breakfast Club.
I'll be darned. You were, as I said earlier, you wrote the book. You were the first guy that I know of to inject personality into radio.
And you know how that program succeeded and why it did? Because I tried to get off of it by lousing it up. Yeah, I hated the idea of
we do a lot of that around here.
I hear you're a tough guy to get up in the morning.
Oh, it was awful. And I hated getting up, so what I did was deliberately mess up the show, hoping that they'd throw me off of it and put me on something else. But after about a week of it, the boss called me in one day and he says, hey, I don't know what you're doing. It's too early for me to watch, or listen, rather. But whatever it is, keep it up. It's being talked about all over town.
You got a friend of yours on the phone here, Arthur, from... He's now in Hagerstown, Maryland, managing a television station. Are you there, Arch?
Yeah, Brad, I'm here.
Hey, we can't hardly hear
him. I can't.
We can hardly hear you.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, well, I can hear you faintly. We got a little trouble up in the control room anyway.
All right.
You guys got any suggestions? Anything we can do to bring...
I'll give him my interrupt.
Yeah, that might help.
Maybe hear you a little bit better.
Okay.
Hello, Arch.
See, you got a hot ear.
Wait a minute, Arch. We're getting. This is Arch McDonald Jr. Arch.
Hey.
Hi, Arthur.
Hello, Arch. How are you?
You look great. You never age.
Oh yes, I do. It's just some of the fish I've been eating that does it.
Arthur, I saw Eddie Walker last weekend at a party. He mentioned you were going to be on the show. He asked me about some of the funny things that happened in early radio in Washington. And I remember very well a story about you and my father, the stretch you used to pull on each other. And do you remember the story about the records with the off-center holes?
Ooh, do I remember. Just bad enough that I sing. And he took the daggone record and punched a hole in it off-center and put it on, so it went... Oh, he fixed me good, especially when I had a new release out. I used to wonder why the records didn't sell in Washington. We had a lot of fun. His daddy was a wonderful guy.
Tell him what you did in retaliation.
Oh, boy, do you remember that?
Sure,
Arch used to do the ball games. And he did it off the wire. He was very clever at it. The reports came on the wire, and he would sit there and take the tapes and read the reports in such a manner that you thought he was actually at the game. See? Now, I read the Morse code because I used to be a telegrapher. And I'd hear that stuff coming over, and I knew what the score was long before he said so. See? But nobody else knew that I could read it. So when I was with my friends, I'd say, I bet you a dollar he strikes out. See, I already knew he did. I used to pick up more bucks. But then I found out about Arch and was playing those records, which he did late at night in a show that I turned over to him called the
Moon
Dial.
Yeah.
And I got on the air one day while he was doing the ball game, and whenever he came to a word with the letter S in it, I went... In an open mic somewhere in another studio. See, I had an engineer open it up. And I'd go, you know, while he was on the air.